Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
It's all brought to you by Florida Technical College.
That's like half redneck, half Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Let her cry. I want to be Darius Rucker.
I know you do.
He's got that 90s voice. Everybody in the 90s had that voice. Eddie Vedder. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I had my daughter. I had a daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had Darius.
Every Pearl Jam song, it was like a mouthful of marbles.
I only want to be with you. What?
Intense vowel noises.
I'm just enjoying the
What other groups had that whole...
Pearl Jam, for sure. There's a lot of like rock bands had it where they just mumbled.
Just in the 90s, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like hair bands.
Yeah.
Couldn't understand what they said.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Except for R.E.M. That was an 80s band, though.
Yeah. I liked R.E.M.
I hated R.E.M.
I didn't like the depressing songs. What's the one about?
Which one?
The most depressing R.E.M. song. What was it called? I'm going to look it up now.
I don't have any idea. I know that I met Michael Stipe, and that was the end of my R.E.M. love.
Oh, I heard he was a jackass. Oh,
what an ass.
Everybody hurts.
Everybody. Oh, yeah.
So, I like...
Sometime.
I like Shiny Happy People. I like It's the End of the World. I like What's the Frequency, Kenneth? A Man on the Moon. I like all those.
Yeah. Man on the Moon.
If you believe they put a man on the moon. Man on the Moon.
See, we can go out, man. We can go touring. I'll do the instruments with my mouth. And
we'll be like Pentatonix, except not as good.
I'll just be there with a tambourine because I can't sing.
All right.
So remember yesterday, I had three people yesterday at work ask me about this story that you did yesterday when you were talking about how there's something in McDonald's french fries that can help your hair grow.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
we talked about yeah. that? And you were talking about how McDonald's french fries used to be really good, but they're not anymore because they put all these preservatives in them when they should just make them with the beef talent.
I talked to a guy last night who worked there. He was a manager. He told me the same thing. He goes, that stuff was really, really bad for you. But boy, did it taste good. And they had their fryers turned up really high.
Oh, okay.
But there's all kinds of stuff going on. More than that.
So they released a list of the best fast food french fries, which this, you can get into a serious debate about this.
People start at the top.
Okay, I'll go at the bottom.
Yeah, that's the best part. Best
this
way to do
shocking.
It, I mean. Number five?
So Sonic.
Sonic? Okay. I love Sonic.
Sonic and In-N-Out tied for number five.
Yeah. Sonic has got that, In-N-Out burger. Oh, why don't they have In-N-Out burger here?
I know, it's delicious. I went to L.A. once with a friend for vacation. She lives there, and at like 3 a.m, you're at an In-N-Out burger, and it's like a club. There's so many people there.
Oh, God, yeah. No, it's a religion.
Okay, number four is a tie between Steak and Shake and Arby's.
Steak and Shake fries suck. I'm sorry, Steak and Shake. I love your triple cheese steak burger, but the fries are like... little sticks.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not that they're bad, it's that they're too small. And I have to grab like 20 at a time to get a mouthful.
I'm sorry, but they're also dry because they're so small. I don't know.
I only like crunchy french fries. Like, I like the crunchy ends. If it's too potatoey and thick, I don't like it.
Yeah, but these are really ridiculously small. I'll tell you what rocks over there is the milkshakes.
Elliot and I used to have little day dates, mother-son day dates, and I'd take them to Steak and Shake and we'd eat milkshakes.
Oh, man.
And the hours really helped me. When I was doing overnights next door, and I'd get off at like 5 a.m., that's where I'd go. Right to Steak and Shake. Steak bagel with an egg.
So good.
Big milkshake.
Oh, my God. I haven't tried that.
Oh.
I didn't know they had an egg there. I guess they do, right?
Yeah.
Because they do the breakfast.
Yeah, it's the steak and egg bagel. So greasy. You see right through the bag.
Okay, I'm going to not eat for 2 days next week. We're going to go.
Okay.
I'm buying.
And they're so nice there, too. It's like your little grandmother coming to take your order. They always call you honey.
Well, yeah, it's like a diner.
They're
yeah.
sweet. Okay, then McDonald's came in at number two.
Yeah.
Five Guys came in at number one.
Ah.
Yeah, but that's a whole different world. Those are real french fries that your mom used to make.
Yeah, but I think they're greasy.
They are greasy, but it's the way the mom used to make, you know, chop, 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 throw in the grease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's never hot enough because the fries make the grease cold, but they came out all soggy. They have a thing. It's a thing.
You want to know the fries that I love that weren't even on the list?
They're not the best, but okay.
Checkers.
Chick-fil-A. Where are my waffle fries on that
list?
They are always crispy. They are always crunchy.
You're right about that.
The people there are delightful. And you never wait long.
They're right across the parking lot.
Yes.
Dude, that place has been my downfall. The same lady at the drive-thru saw me like 3 days in a row. And at first she's like, oh, it's you again. And then by like the third day, she's like, oh, it's you again, huh?
Yeah.
Ew.
Maybe you ought to go get a physical or something.
Do you have a refrigerator at home?
Yeah, blood test, a little cholesterol check. What do you think?
Your pig's practically a solid. Speaking of food, I'll skip that other story. I'll do that later. A list came out of what singles order takeout-wise versus what couples order on Valentine's Day. Mm. So if you're single and you're ordering food versus if you're a couple and you're ordering food. Singles. Chicken burritos, chicken quesadillas, bacon egg sandwiches, beef pho, pizza rolls, and shawarma sandwiches were all on the list.
Nothing here's, says single like shawarma.
Here's a couple's.
Want to see my shawarma?
Right? Chicken shawarma is delicious, by the way. This is couples. I think these are millennial couples, and you'll know what I mean when I tell you.
Here we go. Avocado toast, farfouille.
Eel avocado roll.
Ah, jeez.
Salmon avocado roll. Spicy salmon roll, spicy tuna roll, Alaska roll, Philadelphia roll. It's all sushi.
What?
Yeah.
Sushi's so good.
I'm not having sushi tonight. I'm making steak and shrimp.
Yeah, I'm ordering one of them heart-shaped Papa John's.
But you know, not everybody, you know, I'm glad they released the singles list because not everybody's in a relationship on Valentine's Day. And I just learned today, thank God for Rick and Smokestack, or where would I be, what Galentine's Day was.
Yeah. Yep.
I never knew that was a real thing.
Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
It's where girls get together and celebrate their friendship. And this says they do it the day before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. When I was single, I used to go out with my girlfriends on Valentine's Day. Like, and we would be each other's date. Like, hey, let's go out. I'll go out and drink champagne and Cosmos and have a nice dinner.
And you can only have, at Galentine's Day, you can only give each other hand-knit presents.
What? I don't knit. I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
You mean like oven mitts and stuff?
Yeah, to make stuff for each other. Yeah.
Pot holder?
Yeah, it was Parks and Rec. You never watched
Parks and Rec.
What?
No.
Amy Poehler, Nick Offerman.
I know who they are, and I've heard of it. I've just never
Chris
saw it.
Chris Pratt.
Love him, but he was fat back then.
Yeah, but he was funnier then because he was fat.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Fat does make you funny.
Anyway, in celebration of Galentine's Day, in case you really don't know what it is, we're bringing in our male chauvinist. We have one here in the station. We don't fire him for being a male chauvinist. Right. Once in a while, you need his perspective. So here he is.
To help us helpless women understand complicated things, this is Mansplaining.
Ladies, how was your Galentine's Day yesterday? You see, Galentine's Day is celebrated every February 13th for Ladies Celebrating Ladies, which, BT Dubs, is my favorite NSFW subreddit. It's an internet thing. You wouldn't understand. You probably don't know this either, but Galentine's Day started on an episode of Parks and Recreation. Yeah, I like that show better when a man was the star, and it was called The Office. Anyway, you'll have plenty of time to recuperate from last night's estrogen palooza with your other undateable friends, while the rest of us have hot and heavy Valentine's plans tonight. You're better off anyway. Believe me, the last thing you need is a box of chocolates. Okay? Okay.
Aw, we would never be able to understand anything if you didn't mansplain it. Thanks, man.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.